Political analyst and Virginia Commonwealth University Board of Visitors member Dr. Bob Holsworth says many are cautiously optimistic that both houses will resolve this.
Everyone's trying to make the plans on, first and foremost, what they see as sort of the common denominators in both budgets.
But he says university leaders still have a responsibility to plan for the worst.
What kind of emergency plan would occur if we actually have a shutdown in the Commonwealth of Virginia?
That does mean possible tuition increases. Holsworth says lawmakers also must consider how this may impact two of the state's major hospitals.
The University of Virginia Hospital is actually part of the university system. The Medical College of Virginia Hospitals at the VCU Medical Center are actually run by a separate board and have a separate governing structure.
And if universities really get desperate, they may have to look at the summer semester.
Can't be in a situation where all of a sudden the fourth day into the fourth week of a summer class, you tell the student, sorry, this course is not going to be offered. You're not going to be able to get credit.
He says that could prevent students from graduating on time or make some ineligible for sports teams. Holsworth doesn't believe lawmakers would risk the political implications and therefore would reach a deal before July 1st. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.